Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros, Daf Nun Gimel, Bechoros 53. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin the ninth chapter of Tractate Bechoros, which is a chapter called Meiser Behema. And this chapter discusses the tenth animal, the Meiser Behema, as it states in the Torah. V'chol maaser bakar v'tzom v'kol asher yavor tachas hashavet ha'esiri yiyah kodesh la'Hashem. That any one of the animals, when you bring them under your staff, the tenth one will be kodesh to Hashem, it will be sacred to God. And this is the obligation, biblical obligation, to put your animals through a pen, and as they go through, the tenth one should be marked as the Meiser animal. And this is contained within the tractate called Bechoros because it's very similar, many of the laws, to the laws of the firstborn animal. So it says our mission at the beginning of the chapter, Meiser Behema Noeg Ba'aretz U'Bechutz La'aretz. It applies in the land of Israel and outside the land of Israel. Bifnei Abayis and Shelo Bifnei Abayis. And it applies in temple times, and also it applies also in non-temple times. That is the teaching of our Mishnah. However, and that makes sense because it's a biblical obligation. However, our Gemara comes along and says, well, if that's the case, that our Mishnah is correct, that our laws of Meiser Behema apply even in non-temple times, that's the case, why don't we separate Meiser Behema also today? How come we don't do it? How come we don't do this Meiser Behema anymore today? And so our Gemara explains that the sages nullified the obligation of Meiser Behema. And our Gemara is saying that this is a takana that the rabbis made. The rabbis did away with this biblical commandment. Now, even though it's a biblical commandment, how are the rabbis able to stop it? So we know so that there are certain times, as the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph, that the rabbis have the right to say Shev Al Taseh. That for a better reason, extenuating circumstances, the rabbis have the right to say sit and don't do this mitzvah. So to hear the rabbis are saying Shev Al Taseh, sit and don't do this mitzvah, because there's no prohibition to eat the animal before it is separated and becomes the tenth animal. So the rabbis are saying, you're not violating anything, just don't do this commandment. That is the way the Tosfos Yom Tov explains how they had the right to do it. So the Gemara says, why don't we do it? Afila inna nami. So the Gemara explains, well, there's a long discussion. The Gemara will begin the discussion of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Huna comes along, and Rav Huna says, with respect to our Gemara in 58b, that we're concerned that one of the animals that's exempted from having to do a Meiser Behema is a Yasum, is an animal that doesn't have a mother anymore. And so Rav Huna there had said, with respect to Meiser Behema, Gezeira Mishum Yasum, that under other circumstances, Rav Huna had said that there's a decree that we're concerned that the orphan animal, which was exempt, is somehow going to get mixed up with the other animals, and that will lead to a confusion about what really is a tenth animal. And so therefore, that for this reason also, we're not going to do Meiser Behema because we're worried that we're going to miscount on the basis of an orphan actually being included. Well, if that's the case, the Gemara says, so if that's the time, in the temple times, they also shouldn't do it. So the Gemara says, no, the temple times, we could have made a proclamation. So since we could have made a proclamation in temple times, for this reason, we're not concerned about the fact that an orphan can get in. So the Gemara says, well, hachinami afshar be'achrazo. If that's the case, also today we should be concerned that we could also make a proclamation today and say that we should make a proclamation that an orphan animal should not come to be tithed. So therefore, the Gemara gives a different reason. Why don't we separate the Meiser Behema today? So says Rava, the reason why the Chama made such a decree is mishum takoa, is because the rabbis were concerned that it's going to come to make a big mistake, that since the temple was destroyed and there's no altar to bring this animal on anymore, so therefore what we're going to do is we have to leave the Meiser animal until it gets a blemish, and then the owner of the animal could slaughter it and eat it on his own. But until that point, it's going to be prohibited to shear it and to work it. And so we're concerned that what's going to happen is that since we can't slaughter it and bring it as an offering for a long period of time, it's going to come to a sin. And we know, says the Gemara, Mana Tamer Tachashin LaTakoa. How do we know that under other circumstances we're concerned about a takoa? So the Gemara has a brisa. The brisa says, "Tanya im maktishin, today we don't make something sanctified because that's going to go to the temple, and if we dedicate something to the temple, we can't benefit from it. Ve'im arichin ve'im achrimin, and we don't These are also gifts that were given to the temple, and we don't do that today. Let's say you did any of these things with respect to an animal, if you sanctified it to the temple, then we have to say te'aker. That means you have to te'aker, which the Gemara tells us, what does te'aker mean? Ezu ikur. What does that mean? Noel delas before now, if he may some ala. You have to put this animal, if you dedicate it to the temple nowadays, say, my cow is going to be dedicated to the temple. If you say such a thing, you're supposed to stick it in a door and lock it and let it die from hunger, because you have nothing to do with it. We can't get benefit from it. And what are you going to do with it? And so therefore, since the rabbis didn't want us to ever come to such a situation where we're going to be stuck with a sanctified animal and we don't know what to do with it, so in order to avoid this, the rabbis say the law of Meiser Behema doesn't apply today. But we see from here that the rabbis have a concern of choishesh en latakol, that we're concerned that that even though in our desire to do a mitzvah, that sometimes we're going to come to do a sin. And so therefore, as a result of this, the rabbis said we shouldn't be doing even a biblical commandment, even a commandment like Ma'aser Behema, which is a biblical commandment, in our desire to do this commandment, our overwhelming love for the mitzvahs, and we desire to do it. The rabbis said, don't do it, because it's going to come and lead us to a sin. And that's the concept of why Ma'aser Behema is not applicable today.